Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Monday, March 9th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Spark R&D and Beartooth Powder Guides. This advisory does not apply to operating ski areas. In the last 24 hours, the mountains around Cook City and West Yellowstone received an inch of snow yesterday morning. The Bridger Range picked up 2 inches last night, and the rest of the advisory area remained dry. Winds were 5 to 15 miles an hour from the southwest to west. This morning, temperatures are in the teens to low 20s. Temperatures today will rise to the upper 20s to low 30s with winds from the west to southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. By tomorrow morning, the mountains around Big Sky and Cook City will have 3 to 5 inches of new snow, with the other areas receiving 1 to 3 inches. Dry snow avalanches will be the primary avalanche concern today. These avalanches will likely be confined to the 3 to 9 inches of new snow from the last 36 hours and will slide on a thick melt freeze crust. Watch for signs of increasing instability such as shooting cracks and collapsing of the snow as snow begins to fall later today. Yesterday provided numerous examples of the likely hazard. Skiers on Saddle Peak triggered avalanches that broke 8 inches deep and piled debris 5 to 6 feet deep in the runouts. On Mount Blackmore, tourers reported dry, loose snow avalanches on the east face of the mountain. This new snow hazard was our primary concern in Beehive Basin. As people are stepping out into more varied terrain, they will find areas of isolated instability, such as a group in Middle Basin that intentionally released a storm slab in a 40-degree chute with a ski cut. In high-consequence terrain like this, a small avalanche can push a skier or rider off cliffs and into obstacles. Do not underestimate the risks of a small avalanche in this context. In addition to new snow avalanches, cornices are a significant hazard as they have grown large and will break far back from the edge, triggering avalanches failing on deeper, weak layers on slopes below. An intentional cornice drop and subsequent avalanche in the northern Gallatin Range on Saturday provides an excellent example of this. Yesterday, climbers and skiers reported wet, loose avalanches at lower elevations. Today, the wet avalanche hazard will be limited, but sinking into wet and unsupportable snowpack is an indicator that the snowpack has lost cohesion and could avalanche. Learn about the wet snow avalanche hazard in Ian's video from Mount Ellis. This hazard is most likely at lower elevations on slopes with more exposure to the sun. Follow safe travel protocols, assess the snowpack for isolated instabilities, and carefully manage the hazard of avalanches if you're choosing to step out into steeper terrain today. The dry snow hazard is low. With overcast skies and light snow today, the wet snow hazard is also rated low. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.